Welcome to Shiny New Clients, the marketing podcast that helps you attract shiny new clients to your business. We'll talk about social media, what makes people buy, how to go viral, and marketing psychology, all in 20 minutes or less. Whether you're a coach, a stylist, or a wedding planner, if you've got a service-based business to sell, this is the show you need to fill your calendar. I'm Jenna Warner, your new marketing coach, and this is Shiny New Clients.
What do you want your business to look like this year, ideally? Or 12 months from now, what do you want your day to look like? How much money do you want to be making? How many clients do you want to have? What kind of results do you want your clients to be getting? Just think about that for 5 seconds. For the next few seconds, just run through it in your head. What do you want it to look like? Now, as you're thinking about that, I want you to sort of go deep inside your brain and witness the thoughts that came up around you having that little thought experiment. Do you also have a voice that's saying, well, we can't do that because, well, I want this, but that'll never happen, or I want to be here, but I don't know how to get there? Do you have a voice that's saying that? That's totally normal. It's absolutely normal, but what if that voice is stopping the other parts of your brain from drawing out the roadmap on how you could have those big, audacious, amazing goals and how that good stuff could come to you? I think it was the book, The Inner Game of Music, which is modeled after The Inner Game of Tennis, was one of the first books I read about like how my brain works and mindset and everything around that. Now, since starting an online business and growing this like massive business that I now run, mindset is a huge part of the game. And I have a mindset coach and I read mindset books and I have mindset guests on this podcast. But I think that was probably the first introduction of it to me. And it's when I was in school for musical theater and I was, you know, learning music theory and I was a singer and I was a classically trained singer. And I started reading. I probably didn't finish it because I rarely finish a book, but this book called The Inner Game of Music. And it's all about what's happening inside your head when you are learning something new. And one of the things that I took away from that book is that when you're trying to solve a problem and you set your brain on the mission to solve that problem, and then you lay down to go to sleep at night, your brain continues to try and solve that problem. And it was explained to me that when you wake up in the morning and you're like, ah, I remember Janet, like you were trying to remember a name or something, or you're trying to remember the name of a town, or you're trying to just crack a code or figure out a puzzle or solve a problem, you suddenly have that answer drop in because your brain is continuing to try and find those answers, even when it's pushed past, you know, what you're consciously thinking about. Maybe you can picture it like a little office at the back of your brain with this full-time staff that's like, listen, Jenna's off to brunch right now, but by the time she gets back, we want to have this code cracked for her. So why does this matter and what the heck does it have to do with business growth? If you shut down your own ideas, like I want to grow to, you know, I want to grow my client base, or even I want to grow my social media, or I want to scale my offers, or I want to make a webinar that makes me millions of dollars, but, and you tell your brain, no, don't worry, stop trying to solve that problem because it's not going to happen anyway. Are you possibly stopping yourself from coming up with answers that could really improve your business, really could improve your company culture, really could make you a lot of money? Might that be possible? My good friend Alicia Wood posted a video on TikTok the other day, and it blew my mind. And so I asked permission from her to share it with you, and then I pulled the audio out. And I'm literally just going to play for you right now the audio alone from her TikTok, and then we're going to come back and talk about it because this just blew my mind. So listen close, focus on this next 90 seconds of audio, and hear what my friend Alicia shared.
Here are three words that are stopping you from having a breakthrough. I'm not sure. So I work with a lot of clients and I ask them a lot of questions and I ask them to dig deep. And when they are in the habit of saying, I'm not sure, or I don't know, then what they're doing is they're sending a signal to their subconscious saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. So what is the root of this? I don't know. Then your subconscious can't find it. Your reticular activating system is looking for whatever you direct it to look for. And if you're directing it to, I don't know, or I'm not sure, then that's where it's going to head. It's going to be like, here's all the reasons why I don't know. Here's all the reasons why I'm not sure versus, where is this coming from? What's the root cause? The root cause is, and saying it out loud and then letting it come to you from your subconscious. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It doesn't have to be challenging. It can be super easy. Just change those three words. That's it.
Pretty freaking cool, right? So if you don't know, I teach service-based business owners how to get clients from Instagram in my marketing program, Magic Marketing Machine. And I played Alicia's video at the beginning of a coaching call last week. And I was so impressed by the small business owners that I work with and how they were able to immediately apply this information and how it honestly transformed the call. This one business owner was struggling with, a challenge that we were working through together. And I watched her look down at her notes, look back up at Zoom, and say, the reason I have this problem is, and even though she didn't know what to say after, she used Alicia's trick, say, the reason I have this problem is, just to see, like, just to wait for the answer to come to her. And it sets your brain up to start and solve that puzzle. And then it made me think about music again. Because when you're on stage as a singer or a musical theater performer, what you're taught is if you cannot think of the lyrics to the song, so say you're standing there's an audience in front of you and you are singing your song and it's your solo moment and you cannot think of the words and you see them coming, you know that the lyrics are coming and you cannot think of them, you still take a breath and go to sing. The worst thing you can do is stop breathing, is to show that you can't think of what you're saying and is like hold on to all your energy and start panicking. The best thing you can do is take a breath and get as close to words coming out of your face hole as you can. And like, honestly, 8 times out of 10, the words come to you. The words come to you. Your brain answers the question. Man, if you are wondering how you can practice putting this into action, I was just at a mastermind in Whistler, Canada this last week, and we did an exercise where we had to like think of the most big, bold, audacious things that we could spend our money on. So people are saying things like a yacht or buying a town, like all of this crazy stuff. And in my brain, I was like, oh, I really want a heated floor in my bathroom. Like the things that I was thinking of were still so small. And it was actually a challenge to come up with crazy, huge, gigantic $1 million purchases or things you want to spend your money on. I challenge you to go through that thought experiment too, because there are all these voices in your head going, well, that's too big. Well, you don't deserve that. Well, the taxes will be too high on that. Well, is that even possible? Well, isn't it greedy to spend your money on that? Like there's all these voices. And if we let them win, then we're not going to give our brain the opportunity to come up with the answers on how we could make that kind of money. How you could make that kind of money, how you could have that business of your freaking dreams. No one's going to come and slap you on the wrist because they heard you dream too big. No one's going to come and tell you you were dumb because you thought that you could buy a summer home in the Maldives and they think that's too big of a dream for you. It's nobody else's business. Let yourself explore. Let yourself dream. There's a thought experiment. I have so much to say on this. There's a thought experiment that my old business coach made me do. And I think I owe, honestly, hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue, if not more, soon to be more, from this one thought experiment she made me do, which was basically just getting down on paper what would need to happen in my business if it was at like different tiers of number of clients. Like what would change if you had 30 clients a month, 100 clients a month, 1,000 clients a month, and so on. That one experiment opened my brain up to so many possibilities. So I know I didn't give a ton of details on the experiment, but that's kind of the long and the short of it, is just that. How would your business need to change at each tier? And how would it look different if you had 100 clients come knock on your door tomorrow? Oh, I have so much to say, but I'm going to leave you with that because I think you already have lots of really fun brain homework to do after listening to this episode. To everyone who has left us 5 stars and reviewed this show, thank you so freaking much. I appreciate you so much. If you're listening on Apple, please tap subscribe. That's one of the things that the podcast gods love to see, is new subscribers coming in from every episode. It's always my absolute honor to be the voice in your headphones, and I will see you next week.